This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Strong language, sexual situations, and violence.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is, especially on this lovely Friday edition. You know, the Freeform Friday, as we like to do it. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
So I'm going to tell you that I want to start this off by us kind of giggling together. So if you are looking for the video and you kind of have come back and realize that there is no video because we're only doing audio, let me explain to you the reason why. There's no internet exactly where I'm located. Like, there is nothing, nada, zero zinch. So the internet has went down from in the studio. So that's kind of fun. So how I'm doing it right now, yeah, you have to love technology. Mobile hotspot. It's Mobile Hotspot Friday. So that's what's going on. So we are definitely streaming this little thing through our mobiles. So yeah, our mobile for some, or cellular for others, you know, and our cell, you know, that's what's going on. Yeah, good times. So anyways, let's talk about this. It's Freeform Friday. Our show normally consists of safety in the news and safety. But on Fridays, we try to play catch up with everything that's going on. We are normally a radio show that's also a podcast that goes into a video network. But guess what? We are not today. No video idio. Yeah. Nada. Nothing. Zilch. Zinch. Nada. So with that being said, you know, you can still interact with our show, though. Callinradio.com will do it. Might be a little bit more difficult today to pull off that than most of the times, but it's okay. We can still manage to figure something out, because that's what I do right around here. I'm supposed to be managing the stuff that we're figuring out. So there you go. So call-in radio, video, audio, and text messaging is what the availability is right there. You probably will not see me on a lot of social media networks today because there is no video to upload. So there you go. We'll figure it out because, you know, that's what I do. I figure stuff out. So with that being said, safety in the news, that's what we do. Freeform Friday means that we're going to play catch up for everything that we missed during the week. Just kind of the way that it goes. So with that being said, why waste a lot of time? And why don't I go ahead and tell you what the hell was hitting the trends?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, the Kim regime orders students abroad home in for a re-education. So there you go. And archaeologists make a playful find in Iceland. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, the Chicago Cubs are crediting Taylor Swift with their winning streak, and Tom Brady shows off his bench press skills. We'll talk about that as we get into the show biz. Also, Tyra Banks returns to the runway, and Snooki says her beach day arrest was staged. Her beach day arrest was staged. I guess we'll have to figure that one out as we're going. Also, Prince Harry and Prince William cross paths at the family funeral in England. So we'll get to talk about all that fun stuff. Yeah, that sounds pretty exciting as we are talking. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we do some moves? Why don't we do some grooves and all that other fun stuff that we would normally do? And I have some people that are waiting with feature story news that want to talk to you and tell you exactly what's going on inside of the world. So if you're ready for that, I will definitely be ready for it as well. So that way we can all do our stuff together, because why would we not want to do that? So with that being said, let's get it moving right now with what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Kamala Harris has defended her record and hit out at former President Donald Trump in her first sit-down interview since announcing her bid for the White House more than 5 weeks ago. The US vice president had received criticism from rivals for avoiding an in-depth on-the-record conversation with media after President Joe Biden ended his re-election campaign and endorsed her as the nominee. In the interview with CNN, Harris was pressed on policy positions on the economy, immigration, and energy.
People are ready for a new way forward. I think, sadly, we have had in the former president someone who has really been pushing an agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans, dividing our nation, and I think people are ready to turn the page.
The United Nations says an agreement's been reached for limited pauses in fighting to allow for a polio vaccination drive to take place in Gaza. The Israeli military and Hamas have agreed to three-day pauses as hundreds of children need to receive the vaccine after a baby contracted the first confirmed polio case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Jody Jacobs reports from the United Nations.
It's described by the United Nations as a humanitarian pause and will last for 3 days. The vaccination campaign is set to begin on Sunday in central Gaza. The United Nations says it aims to vaccinate about 600,000 children under the age of 10, and that the campaign has been coordinated with Israeli authorities. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Workers in the UK could get the right to ask employers for a four-day work week under new government plans. It would see employees able to compress their weekly hours into 4 days and receive full pay. The government's not planning to impose a four-day working week on employers. The fate of a landmark bill in California to regulate artificial intelligence is now in the hands of Governor Gavin Newsom after clearing a final hurdle in the state's Senate. The proposed legislation has provoked a strong reaction from the tech industry, as Ira Spitzer reports from San Francisco.
The California bill, known as SB 1047, would require rigorous testing for many advanced AI models and would also give the state's attorney general the power to sue AI companies if they don't meet up to the state's safety standards. It comes in response to growing calls to regulate generative AI as the technology becomes more powerful, and the bill has garnered some industry support, including from Tesla and ex-CEO Elon Musk. However, it has been criticized by many others in California's large tech sector, including OpenAI, Google, and Meta, who say the requirements will stifle innovation and have urged the governor to veto it.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, and we end the week in Paris, where, as you surely know, the Paralympics are underway. The 17th Paralympic Games opened for the first time with a ceremony that took place outside a stadium. It all happened, of course, along the Champs-Élysées and finished up at the Place de la Concorde. There are a total of 549 gold medals up for grabs, and our guide is correspondent Peter Allen, who is based in the French capital.
As with the Olympics early in the summer, a lot of tickets are sold at the last moment, so they're expecting very, very big crowds. The Stade de la France will be the main focal point for all the action, so that's where will be a lot of people will be heading. But of course, as I say, it will be spread across France, lots of different games and competitions. So wherever people are in France, they'll be able to attend something On a serious note, security is extremely high. It has to be for big sporting events like this. I can already see lots of police and gendarmes flooding into the city. There are going to be about 15,000 on duty in Paris. But again, the government is confident that they can deliver a very safe and enjoyable Olympics that the whole world can enjoy.
This is the 12th time the Paralympics have been held in the same city as the Olympic Games, a tradition that began in 1984. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Kamala Harris has defended her record in her first sit-down interview since announcing her White House bid. The UN says an agreement's been reached for limited pauses in fighting to allow a polio vaccination drive in Gaza. Workers in the UK could get the right to ask employers for a four-day work week under new government plans. And the fate of a landmark bill in California to regulate AI is now in the hands of the governor after clearing a final hurdle in the state Senate. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, I think you're listening to something magical as it is. So there you go. Anyways, 15 minutes past the top of the hour as we are a fully audio-only show today. Just in case if you had looked and could not find it, yeah, that's the reason, because we are doing, audio-only. You know, the way that it's meant to be. It's one of these things that it comes up like this. When you start having internet issues and you're an internet radio station, an internet podcast, you know, it becomes a little bit difficult to move forward. So that's why there is no video today. But let's go ahead and get into this Freeform Friday stuff. And let's start talking right away about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the shit list. Anyways, SpaceX flights have been temporarily grounded by the FAA after a mishap early Wednesday morning when a booster misfired and caused it to tip over. The accident occurred during the first stage landing process, in which it typically lands upright on a floating recovery platform off the coast of Cape Canaveral. If you haven't seen it, it's an incredible procedure when it does go as planned. And, you know, given that SpaceX has tremendous advantage in rapidly developing new rocket technology, well, it does help too. All you have to do is just look for that online and you'll be able to find it with no problem. But internet trolls and author Stephen King took his X account to mock the mishap, writing, "Oops, SpaceX launches are on hold after a booster rocket toppled over in flames while landing on Wednesday." The fantasy writer, who's worth about $500 million, has openly mocked Elon Musk and the conservatives on the platform in recent years. In a response, Musk replied to the AI-generated image of King leaned up against a tree surrounded by a stack of cash as a creepy clown in the background with a giant eggplant in his mouth, and captioned simply "dick." So whatever that means, you know. Yeah, I think we're starting off our Freeform Friday pretty interesting, that's for sure. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. People get so weirded out about stuff. I know mishaps are going to happen, and as long as no one's hurt, and that's going to be important. And, you know, money loss does have issues there. I wonder, you know, how much that little error ended up costing when it was all said and done.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so North Korea government ordered select few students it allows to study abroad to return home this summer. One escapee tells Radio Free Asia the Kim Jong Jr. regime issued a directive over concerns that the students were exposed too much freedom, even though they likely didn't travel much further than allied countries such as China and Russia. The news comes after one detector source, who himself has been studying in Russia and managed to escape to South Korea. Many of these students have been abroad since before the pandemic. And in normal times, it was common for them to return to the loyalty classes, but North Koreans has largely kept its borders even more sealed than usual since 2020. So there you go. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what would you end up doing if you were given a directive that you had to return to your home country. Because, you know, there has to be one of these things of these loyalty trainings. You know, it gets interesting when you start reading some of this stuff. There is no doubt about that. Okay, take a listen to this. Americans love dining out and ordering in, and it was more of a matter of exhaustion than a mere conversation or laziness. And a recent survey from Kevin's Natural Food shows 77% of Americans say that they're just too tired to put a meal together at home when they get done with work for the day. It gets worse, too. 1 in 5 say that they have fallen asleep while preparing a meal. Getting back to the swing of things after the weekend, it is the hardest day to cook. It's 35% say that Monday was the most difficult to prepare a meal for. Another 29% said it was Wednesday and Friday was the most difficult. A very well organized and very well put together 12% of respondents said that their schedules are never too busy to cook a meal at home. This is according to Talker. So what do you think here? How often do you in the week eat out, dine in? Not dine in, I guess order in it would be in. So, or how is the other thing? I mean, I start looking at budgetary concerns right away. Because when you start spending all of your budget and go, hey, I can't really afford to go out to eat or order in, what do you do? Because like a few days ago, I placed an order. Or should I rephrase that? My daughter placed an order. And we start taking a look. And I want to say that the delivery fee on top of the tip was probably about, before the tip, was about 20% of the amount before we ordered. And that was not including the tip. So it gets pretty interesting on how these things are charged. So you really have to pay close attention to what's going on. What I've actually done in the past is that I start taking a look at what exactly is going on and how far the distance is of where the restaurant might be. And I just go big it up because I want to save that delivery fee that's 20% before I give my 20% for the whole, you know, oh my God, tip process. I couldn't even think about what I was trying to say. So there you go. So let's talk about this real quick. Archaeologists at, excavating in a Viking Age farm site in Iceland discovered a small animal carving in volcanic rock believed to be a child's toy. The two by one inch depicts the four-legged animal, and researchers believe that it was either a pig or a bear. Wow, that's a rough little toy. Though some on social media have weighed in thinking that it might be a dog. The head of the excavation project says that the toys are at such sites are especially rare. So yeah, I would imagine if it has volcano stuff over it. So yeah, that would happen. And over the last 5 years, archaeologists have found items and structures spanning 10 centuries and histories on the site. Others finds include remnants of ancient mill and more than a recent sheep shed from the 18th century. Four graves from the 11th century landslides were also found. So there you go. This is according to Archaeology the magazine. So be on the lookout for that. Also, take a listen to this. Weeks after the vehicle was pulled from the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia, another one had to be removed due to the backseat lovemaking. What? Some backseat lovemaking. Unlike the first incident in which the circumstances were remain a mystery, officers believe that the second submerging occurred as the couple were going at it in the backseat and one of the limbs bumped the gear shift. Hey now. Causing it to roll backwards into the water. The unidentified couple were able to exit the vehicle before it sank without injury. Here's my question. Was there any clothes involved? Meaning, were they able to get clothes? Local authorities say that no charges are pending against the couple. This is according to NBC 10. So, I mean, that got weird quick in regards to what was going on. So, yeah. I mean, just imagine that phone call. Yeah, we had an issue with our car. We believe that it rolled backwards because, you know, we were doing some things in the back seat of the car and this occurred. So I don't know. What do you think here? I mean, it's kind of a weird issue to discuss. And according to the police, the crews were working after the vehicle was found in the water inside of the river at about 4:27 in the morning on Wednesday. Yeah, crazy. Let's see if I can get some sound bites. Hold on. Let me see what I can pull up.
People are safe after their car went into the Schuylkill this morning along Kelly Drive. Police said the car was parked when the person behind the wheel accidentally put it in drive. They got out safely, but the Range Rover ended up about 50 feet offshore and 9 feet below the surface. A tow company helped to haul the car out of the water.
Okay, so how was there a circumstance there that this believed that there was some action going on in the back seat? That's my next question. So there you go. Also, so let's talk about this. Actor Julian Ortega has died. He passed away on Sunday afternoon after suffering a cardiac arrest on a beach in Spain. Ortega was known for starring in Netflix Elite. He was only 41 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Be on the lookout for that. What else do we have? Let's talk about the Dow real quick, because that's always important. The Dow gained about 243 points to close at 41,335 on Thursday. The S&P was flat to close at 5,591, and the NASDAQ closed lost about 39 points to close at 17,516. West Texas Intermediate closed at $76 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $78 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.36 yesterday. So there you go. And Bitcoin was mostly flat on the day, trading right around 59,500. There were more than 4,590 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and about 115 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $627 million jackpot, or $309.1 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $69 million jackpot, or $34.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it's time to do so. So take a listen to this. This started circulating yesterday afternoon. Well, and I'll say the afternoon because of the Eastern time zone, but it did happen early morning. We'll say early morning in the Pacific time zone. But Dancing with the Stars alum Artem was arrested on Thursday morning after a felony domestic violence charge was issued. He is married to former WWE star Nikki Garcia, formerly known as Nikki Bella. Few details were released about the incident, though as of the afternoon, he was still reported to be behind bars with a bail set of $25,000. And the story is still developing. So, yeah, I don't know. That one got kind of weird quick as we are talking. So, listen to this. We talked about the Chicago Bears. Or did I say it's the Chicago Bears? The Chicago Cubs. So, Craig Counsell, manager of the Chicago Cubs, crediting Taylor Swift with his team's recent winning streak. I was gifted a Taylor Swift candle, and we've been lighting it that before games in my office. Counsell said that in the interview of Marquee Sports. So, there you go. So, now he's thinking that Tay-Tay is bringing him some good juju. So there you go. Got to get the juju bone. So there you go. Anyways, after starting in 1988's Beetlejuice, Winona Ryder says that her classmate called her a witch. I remember thinking that I was going that it was going to like change my status and made it worse. They were like, "You're a witch. You're a freak," she told Esquire. Ryder, who was 16 at the time of the film came out, she was very much like the character Lydia. Which she didn't help her on popularity. Fans can see Ryder reprise her role as Dietz in Beetlejuice, hitting theaters September the 6th. This is according to Esquire. We also talked at the very top of the hour about Tom Brady. Well, we found out that he can bench 245. He showed off his strengths in his new YouTube clip titled My First Max Bench Press in 18 Years. Starting out at 225, Brady added, two more 10 plates for his rep. At first, he needed assistance in a spotter, but on the second one, he got it down and all the way back up. Many viewers said that the weight was less than what they expected from the GOAT, who is 47. Are you serious? I mean, listen, I don't care how old you are. 245? That's quite a bit, man, regardless on how you look at it. It's not as much as I expected. Like, what the fuck, dude? I mean, that's crazy. Anyways, Tyra Banks is returning to the runway. The former Victoria's Secret angel will walk the lingerie brand's reinstated fashion show in New York City on October the 15th. The 50-year-old announced the news on Instagram along with fellow angel Gigi Hadid. This is according to, well, Instagram. So, like I said. Also, Nicole Snooki Polizzi. Says that the Jersey Shore producers urged the cops to arrest her in the show's infamous 2010 Where's the Beach scene. The arresting officers didn't work for the New Jersey town, but they were instead hired by the show to protect the castmates from fans. Snooki revealed that on the newest episode of the Jake Shine podcast, I watched the video back and one of the producers says, just arrest her, she added. After spending a few hours in a drunk tank, all charges were eventually dropped against Snooki, but she was fined $500 and ordered to serve 2 days of community service. This is according to Page Six. So explain this to me because I'm slightly confused. Number one, I know what the show is. I cannot tell you that I ever really watched the show with anything that I could be like, oh yeah, I understand this, this, and this. I think I knew of who Snooki was, the situation. Was it the situation? And JWoww. Yeah, JWoww. Yeah, I did say that. So yeah, outside of that, I could not understand what this story means. So they did a fake arrest. I mean, we all know that these shows are mostly staged anyways. So are we acting like we're really surprised that she was fakely arrested by the show producers? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing, but whatever. What do I know? Okay, so let's talk about this. Prince Harry secretly jetted to England this week to attend a funeral of his uncle, Lord Robert Fellowes, who was Princess Diana's brother-in-law. Harry had previously said publicly that he wouldn't attend the service. Reunited? Well, both Harry and Prince William attended the funeral and were spotted sitting near each other at the back of the St. Mary's Church after they both quietly both arrived quietly and discreetly. No one reportedly saw the estranged brother exchange any words, though. The last time Williams and Harry publicly exchanged words was in 2022 when they walked the grounds of Windsor after the death of Queen Elizabeth. This is according to The Sun. So, I mean, this is kind of some deep stuff there. So, people are talking about how they have not exchanged words publicly. Like, is it that big of a deal if somebody exchanges words with somebody else in a public setting or in a private setting or in some other kind of setting? I mean, I'm just wondering because I think that we're kind of reading a lot into this. I mean, who knows what kind of relationship they have behind the scenes? I'm just saying, we don't know this. We just make some assumptions on what the hell's going on because, you know, it's clicky icky in regards of what's happening. I mean, no doubt there, don't you think? So anyways, it's Freeform Friday. We would normally do a main story around this time because we're almost at the 32 minutes past the top of the hour mark. That's not what we're going to do. It's Freeform Friday, so I need to make sure that you're newsed up with everything that's going on.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
Story news in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Kamala Harris has defended her record and hit out at former President Donald Trump in her first sit-down interview since announcing her bid for the White House more than 5 weeks ago. The US vice president had received criticism from rivals for avoiding an in-depth on-the-record conversation with media after President Joe Biden ended his re-election campaign and endorsed her as the nominee. In the interview with CNN, Harris was pressed on policy positions on the economy, immigration, and energy.
People are ready for a new way forward. I think, sadly, we have had in the former president someone who has really been pushing an agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans, dividing our nation, and I think people are ready to turn the page.
The United Nations says an agreement's been reached for limited pauses in fighting to allow for a polio vaccination drive to take place in Gaza. The Israeli military and Hamas have agreed to three-day pauses as hundreds of children need to receive the vaccine after a baby contracted the first confirmed polio case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Jody Jacobs reports from the United Nations.
It's described by the United Nations as a humanitarian pause and will last for 3 days. The vaccination campaign is set to begin on Sunday in central Gaza. The United Nations says it aims to vaccinate about 600,000 children under the age of 10 and that the campaign has been coordinated with Israeli authorities. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Workers in the UK could get the right to ask employers for a four-day work week under new government plans. It would see employees able to compress their weekly hours into 4 days and receive full pay. The government's not planning to impose a four-day working week on employers. The fate of a landmark bill in California to regulate artificial intelligence is now in the hands of Governor Gavin Newsom after clearing a final hurdle in the state's Senate. The proposed legislation has provoked a strong reaction from the tech industry, as Ira Spitzer reports from San Francisco.
The California bill, known as SB 1047, would require rigorous testing for many advanced AI models and would also give the state's attorney general the power to sue AI companies if they don't meet up to the state's safety standards. It comes in response to growing calls to regulate generative AI as the technology becomes more powerful. And the bill has garnered some industry support, including from Tesla and ex-CEO Elon Musk. However, it has been criticized by many others in California's large tech sector, including OpenAI, Google, and Meta, who say the requirements will stifle innovation and have urged the governor to veto it.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, and we end the week in Paris, where, as you surely know, the Paralympics are underway. The 17th Paralympic Games opened for the first time with a ceremony that took place outside a stadium. It all happened, of course, along the Champs-Élysées and finished up at the Place de la Concorde. There are a total of 549 gold medals up for grabs, and our guide is correspondent Peter Allen, who is based in the French capital.
As with the Olympics early in the summer, a lot of tickets are sold at the last moment, so they're expecting very, very big crowds. The Stade de la France will be the main focal point for all the action, so that's where will be a lot of people will be heading. But of course, as I say, it will be spread across France, lots of different games and competitions. So wherever people are in France, they'll be able to attend something. On a serious note, security is extremely high. It has to be for big sporting events like this. I can already see lots of police and gendarmes flooding into the city. There are going to be about 15,000 on duty in Paris. But again, the government is confident that they can deliver a very safe and enjoyable Olympics that the whole world can enjoy.
This is the 12th time the Paralympics have been held in the same city as the Olympic Games, a tradition that began in 1984. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Kamala Harris has defended her record in her first sit-down interview since announcing her White House bid. The UN says an agreement's been reached for limited pauses in fighting to allow a polio vaccination drive in Gaza. Workers in the UK could get the right to ask employers for a four-day work week under new government plans. And the fate of a landmark bill in California to regulate AI is now in the hands of the governor after clearing a final hurdle in the state Senate. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined.
Radio Big. Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
So bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Okay, here we are, Rated R Safety Show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Still hanging and banging on this Freeform Friday. This right here that you're taking a listen to is Perineal by XML. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Because why would it not be? Oh, yeah. Oh, you know how me like me some techie, some techno. And that's what you're getting right there. So, there you go. So, let's get into the move and the groove of the things that we need to talk about. I'd like to thank XML, by the way, for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So, yeah, if you're in Orlando tonight, Aaron Lewis going down, you know, at the Dr. Phillips Center. If you want to go hang out there. Also, you know, tomorrow some cannons if you're in the area. So it'll be some good time over the weekend. And it's an extended weekend, long weekend coming up. We will definitely be here part of next week because, you know, it's the long weekend. So, yeah. But it won't be here on Monday. Just a little FYI action. In case you were not aware, now you know. We both know. We'll get to hang out and talk about that. So with that being said, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever get to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Right Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And Right Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. It's the easiest way, the easiest format, it's the easiest ado, if one may say it like that, of the things that are going on. So there you go. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So, keep in mind that this might not be information that you need currently, but somebody else that you may know may need it. So it's always important to have the resources readily available to you. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the news. Well, let's talk about some movies that are opening this week. 1992 opens. A shopkeeper must save his son from an angry mob during the 1992 LA uprising from the Rodney King verdict. So that comes out today. Also, Reagan, a drama based on the life of Ronald Reagan from his childhood to the time of the Oval Office. That one's starring Dennis Quaid, just so you know. Let's see. AfraAid, the Curtis family is selected to test a new home device, a digital assistant called A1A. After learning the family's behavior, anticipation as it needs, A1A begins to ensure that nothing and no one gets in his family way. That comes out today also. Also, some slingshot for you. That one's rated R. As an astronaut struggles to maintain his grip on reality aboard the possibility of a fatally compromised mission to Saturn's moon. That one's starring Casey Affleck. That one comes out today. Also, City of Dreams, a Mexican boy dreams of becoming a soccer star, are shattered when he's smuggled across the border and sold to a sweatshop in downtown Los Angeles. That one's rated R, comes out today as well. So there you go. That's your movie theater stuff. Yeah. By the way, and believe me, I'm not getting anything for this. I'm just referencing it. Apple has $5 90s movies going on right now. Holy shit, was I not paying attention to what I was doing? I'm almost embarrassed to say how many movies I ended up buying before I caught on to what the hell I was doing. But there you go. That's something available for you. $4.99 movies. You can't turn that down from Apple. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Let's talk real quick. It seems that every month or two, a major restaurant come up with a new novelty menu item. But this innovation is about packaging, not the food. Pizza Hut is offering a special pizza box that can be turned into a mini table. That's right. The table box folds out into the base and support of a pizza box. Perfect for if you're moving. And it is estimated, you know, it helps to feed other people. And maybe furniture isn't set up yet. The pizza chain made the new stable box available to order large pizzas in Dallas, Charlotte, and Orlando, which are among the top moving destinations in the U.S. In a statement, Pizza Hut said many can relate to the chaos that comes from moving. And the last thing that you want to worry about is unpacking and had to enjoy a hard-earned meal at the end of a long day. Although at the end of the long day, you'd think that you'd have found the kitchen table by then. But just hey, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. And the only other thing that's available for carryout, because they all know that if you have it delivered, your mother will put it and it will put the guy to work. So, you know, there's a possibility there that you could do some mix stuff if you need to. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. A fashion influencer says that her ultimate money-saving travel hack in Faith Woodhull's trending how-to TikTok video. She explains that if you avoid shelling out and say an extra $40 to check an overstuffed suitcase at the airport, here's what you should do. Bring a second plastic bag full of stuff and buy a duty-free bag at the airport so they think that you have bought stuff at the airport. In the clip, the Fashion In Fashion host show says herself that friends are hiding their belongings in the bags from a duty-free shop as the shop avoiding the luggage fee. Woodhull tells her 310,000 followers that her hack works like a dream and she has never been charged for a second bag. One viewer commented, "This is genius," while another wrote, "Been doing this for years, works every time, never had a problem." So there you go. The problem comes when you set your duty-free bag down and your dirty laundry spills out. Of course, once they see this, airports are going to start charging $40 for the empty bag from the duty-free store. So there you go. I mean, that's something to think about. Here's the thing that I always talk about. When you start coming up with some of these hacks, you know, they're good ideas at first, no doubt about that. But you know that they eventually catch on. Like, I will tell you, my little thing for the longest time was that I had a bag that had multiple zippers so you could actually do, you know, several bags into one bag. But then they started catching on that it was multiple bags. So, I don't know. Hopefully, you know, this little tricky icky works, that's for sure. Let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation
Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Tracy. Warren Buffett said, "Only when the tide goes out do you discover who's been swimming naked." That's funny. I was recently in Omaha, Nebraska. That's where Warren Buffett lives. No, I was not visiting Warren's house for dinner, but we did eat at one of his favorite restaurants. The server we had told us a funny story about Warren Buffett. He said we were seated at Warren Buffett's favorite table. I could see why. It had a nice view. And he said Warren Buffett had been there recently with Bill Gates. The server said, "Hey, Buffett, when are you going to give me that $20 you owe me?" He said Bill Gates laughed so hard, and Warren Buffett asked, "Do I really owe you some money?" He said that really made Bill's day. I bet he got a nice tip that day. Probably more than $20. The Motivation
Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Those who pass the test of praise usually do so because they refuse to take themselves or their achievement too seriously. They see success not as a plum to be picked, but as a responsibility to be fulfilled toward God and their fellow man. Like Daniel of old, they are neither corrupt nor negligent, and even their enemies are forced to conclude we'll never find any basis for charges against them. Lord Jesus, help me think of whatever personal accolades I might receive as compliments to be passed on to you. For only you are truly worthy of praise. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Kamala Harris has defended her record in her first sit-down interview since announcing her White House bid. The UN says an agreement's been reached for limited pauses in fighting to allow a polio vaccination drive in Gaza. Workers in the UK could get the right to ask employers for a four-day work week under new government plans. And the fate of a landmark bill in California to regulate AI is now in the hands of the governor after clearing a final hurdle in the state's Senate.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hold on. We make fun of people on this show? Nah, I think somebody's making something up. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back in 1993. Yeah, that's going back some time. The 150 millionth person to visit the Eiffel Tower occurs on this day back in 1993. Let me throw something else out there real quick. Back in 2017, Hurricane Irma forms in the Atlantic. It would eventually make landfall in Florida after demolishing the Caribbean. The Category 3 storm caused more than $50 billion in damages and more than 100 people were killed. So 93 for the Eiffel Tower, 2017 for Hurricane Irma, so just for purposes right there for information. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Sean Ryan turns 23, Dwayne Bacon, 29, Biba Rex turns 35, Boogie turns 35 as well, Ryan Ross, 38, Andy Roderick turns 42, Cameron Diaz from the Mask and Bad Teacher fame turns 52, Robert Parrish, 71, Lewis Black, 76, Peggy Lipton turns 78, and Warren Buffett, which we just heard a little story about, turns 94 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays that are going on. If you're looking at, let's see, some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those. It's National Toasted Marshmallow Day, National College Colors Day, National Holistic Pet Day, International Whale Shark Day, Frankenstein Day, National Grief Awareness Day, National Slinky Day, and National Beach Day. I feel like I should go to the beach then, if it's National Beach Day. I mean, what else would I do? I don't know. So anyways, with that being said, let's talk about, if you need a random for today, if you need a random, I got one for you. Here's a random joke. As I get older, I can definitely sense some people dressing me with their eyes. Yes, I did say dressing me. Definitely it's not undressing. I don't think I ever had that problem where people were undressing me with their eyes. What do you mean with their hands? No, I didn't mean that either. So yeah, no undressing there, that's for sure. What else? Phone starter for today. What would what word or saying from the past do you think should make a comeback? I hope it's not that's pretty heavy, because you know, that was a weird one when people used to say that back in the 80s. Also, let's see, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Most of us have one of these. About 4% of us have two of them. What are they? Middle names. Yeah, I'll tell you. My wife's family, most of them all have two middle names. Yeah, that's kind of the way that it works. So there you go. So that's it. That's going to pretty much sum up our time together. If, by the way, people are still reaching out about the Conklin Conference about September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yeah, it's sold out. I mean, it's like sold out. Like no space, no más espacio, no more space whatsoever. There is no waiting list or anything along those lines. People keep on asking about that. Nope. That's it. Soldo. Auto. No more ticketos. So there you go. So that's going to sum it up for us. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. At the top of the hour, I will be going over exclusively to Radio Big if you want to come and hang out with me. If not, you can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Some things going on right there. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Happiness is holding someone in your arms and knowing you hold the whole world. So keep that in mind as we are talking. Remember, we'll not be here on Monday if you're not following along going up to Radio Big with me. So just information purposes, don't want you to forget. Have a fantastic long Labor Day weekend. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.